Listen to this, Intermediate, by James Beam, with Gillian Flaherty and Valtraud Oka. Read by Tom Clark, Wendy Jackson, Jack Merluzzi, Terry Osada, Walter Roberts, David Sedgwick, Julianne Spicer, Rumiko Varnes, Rachel Walser, and Jeff Manning. Produced by Sabido Publishing Company. Unit 1. Please leave a message. Listen for general meaning. A. Lisa is talking to Jenny on her cell phone. Listen to the conversation. Circle T for true or F for false for each statement.
Hello, Lisa speaking.
Hi, Lisa. It's Jenny.
It's 6:15. Where are you?
I'm still at work. I meant to call you earlier. It's been so busy here today. I won't have time to eat before the movie.
Oh, okay.
I'm really sorry about this, Lisa. Can I just meet you at the theater at 7 o'clock?
Sure, but what about dinner?
Maybe we can have a bite to eat after the movie. Is that okay?
Well, I'm at the cafe now, so I'm going to have something to eat, and then go over to the theater.
Good idea. I'll see you at 7 then. Bye.
Listen for general meaning B. Jack has 4 messages on his answering machine. Each time he called someone back, he had to leave a message too. Listen to the messages on Jack's machine and write the letter of the correct reply for each one. 1.
Hi, Jack. It's Glenda from the drama club. The annual meeting is next Wednesday night at 7:30 at the student union offices. We hope to see you there.
2.
Hello, darling. I'm afraid we can't come to see you this afternoon. Dad has caught a bad cold. Why don't you call me when you get home?
3.
Hi, Jack. It's Mike. Do you have a hammer? If you do, can I borrow it? I'm putting some pictures up on my wall. Can you give me a call and let me know?
4.
Hi, Jack. It's Lucy. I just thought I'd come over and see you, but you're not there. Call me when you get in.
Listen and speak. A. Listen to the 4 conversations and spell each name correctly. 1.
This is Ms. Waugh.
Could you spell that, please?
W-A-U-G-H.
2. Tell him Mr. Koski called.
Could you spell that, please?
K-O-S-K-I. 3.
My name is Vince Mazzini.
Could you spell that, please?
V-I-N-C-E-M-A-Z-Z-I-N-I.
4.
Hello, it's Claire Liu here.
Could you spell that, please?
C-L-A-R-E-L-I-U.
Listen and speak. B. Now work with a partner. Practice spelling these names. Use the example below as a guide. This is Mr. Simpson.
Could you spell that, please?
S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Listen for detail. A. Nick is calling the Arena Theater to inquire about concert tickets. Complete this poster using information from the phone call.
Arena Theater. Can I help you?
Hello. I'm calling about the Electronic Radiators concert.
What would you like to know?
First of all, what are the dates?
There are four shows. Wednesday, May 5th, Friday, May 7th, Saturday, May 8th, and Sunday, May 9th.
And what time do they start?
The start time is 8 o'clock for all the shows except Sunday. The Sunday show starts at 6:30.
And how much are the tickets?
There are tickets at $35 in the front section and $25 in the back section. Would you like to make a booking?
No, I have to check with my friends first.
Well, tickets are selling fast, so don't leave it too long. You can call back at this number or book on our website at www.arena.com.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Listen for detail. B. Lisa is a receptionist at a computer company. Listen to her taking telephone messages. Complete the information on the notes below. The first one is done for you. 1.
Good morning, high-tech computers. This is Lisa speaking. How can I help you?
Can I speak to Angela Lee, please?
I'm sorry, but Ms. Lee won't be available until this afternoon. May I take a message?
Yes. My name is Joe Ridge.
Joe Ridge?
No, Joe Ridge. R-I-D-G-E. I just want to ask Ms. Lee when the computers will be delivered. Could you ask her to call me, please?
Can I take your number?
Yes, of course. It's 5336-8639.
Thanks, Mr. Ridge. I'll ask her to call you.
2.
Good morning, high-tech computers. This is Lisa speaking. How can I help you?
John Bradford, please.
One moment, please. I'm sorry. Mr. Bradford's line is busy at the moment. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, it's Bill Nielsen.
Could you spell that, please?
Sure. That's N-I-E-L-S-E-N. I'm returning John's call. Could you tell him that we need 25 notebooks and 15 PCs?
Thanks, Mr. Nielsen. I'll let him know.
3.
Good morning, high-tech computers. This is Lisa speaking. How can I help you?
Is Ms. Giles available, please?
No, I'm afraid she's at lunch at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, my name is Susan Robinson. I have a meeting with her at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I want to ask her if we can make it 9:30 instead.
She should be back soon. Can I take your number?
Yes, it's 4026-9657.
Thank you, Ms. Robertson. I'll let her know.
That's Robinson. R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Ms. Robinson.
That's okay.
4.
Good morning, high-tech computers. This is Lisa speaking. How can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Frank Williams, please.
I'm sorry. Mr. Williams is in a meeting at the moment.
Can you tell him that Bob Black called? Tell him that his CDs have arrived. And can you ask him to call me at 3986-9766?
Could you repeat the number, please?
Sure. It's 3986-9766.
Thanks, Mr. Black. I'll get him to call you.